This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People in commercial real estate are nervous about office buildings going empty as more people work from home during and perhaps after these COVID times. But the mood is much brighter for industrial real estate, the kind of parcel of land upon which you might put, say, an Amazon distribution warehouse. In Florida, a county between Orlando and Tampa was in the middle of a warehouse boom before coronavirus. From WUSF in Tampa, Bradley George reports.
Interstate 4 runs through Polk County, Florida, a highway that links the state's Atlantic and Gulf coasts. It also passes the town of Auburndale, which will soon be home to a 1 million square foot Amazon distribution center.
The walls are up. They're going great guns. You can't open soon enough.
Tim Pospisil is Auburndale's mayor. He's excited about Amazon and the growth it will bring. This will be the company's second warehouse in Polk County, and it's building an air cargo hub at a local airport. For decades, Polk was the top citrus-producing county in Florida, but the state's signature crop has taken a hit from disease and imported fruit. County leaders saw an opportunity to cash in on Polk's central location. Chris Currier is vice president at commercial real estate firm CBRE.
It's one, having the appropriate labor force, but the main thing is access to population. You can access over 10 million people with 100 miles. So there aren't a lot of places across the country that can claim that.
Currier says the pandemic is accelerating the shift to shopping at home. It's a change Auburndale Mayor Pospisil has seen himself.
I own a small mobile home RV park. I'm averaging 3 or 4 prime trucks come into my park almost a day. Never happened before.
IKEA, Pepsi, Walmart, and dozens of other companies have opened warehouses in Polk County in the last couple of years. But as warehouses are going up, some Polk County residents are upset that the rural character of their community is changing. Megan Powell has lived in the county her whole life. She's part of a Facebook group for warehouse opponents.
We're now just seeing the effects of, like, the traffic and stuff with all the big trucks. It's a lot going on.
Still, Powell does like that Amazon is bringing jobs to Auburndale. That warehouse under construction will see 500 workers handling furniture and other large items when it opens next year. In Auburndale, Florida, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.